Welcome back for another edition of Hollywood Medium, episode 7. And we are so excited to have special guest Charlie Travis with us tonight. Hey, don't go anywhere. We are coming right back.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Wait, what is the song? Am I too young? I'm too young.
So this is the theme song for Beverly Hills 90210, the original Beverly Hills 90210, and you have to be at least 30 to remember this.
I didn't make the cut.
I made the damn cut.
Ava's only 29. How old are you, Charlie?
Over the 30.
Okay, we're not giving that away. Thank you for being with us. Welcome back to another edition of Hollywood Medium. We are here. I'm your one of your co-hosts, Katerina Kazayas. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, all of your social media platforms at Katerina Kazayas. And we are joined today by a very special guest, Charlie Travis.
Yay!
Charlie is Tyler Henry's manager's assistant slash best friend. So we are so excited to have you on
the
program.
Thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Yes. We're going to introduce Ava and Jennifer. Jennifer, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook now at Jennifer Leone TV.
Hi, I'm Ava Hill. I think I have popcorn stuck in my teeth, which is amazing. You can find me at The Ava Hill and on Facebook at Ava Hill. And can I just say this before we start? This is like our last episode until like January. And I'm so supposed. I don't know if that's definite, but I love you girls. I'm so sad.
We love it here.
Yeah.
We better make this one really good then.
Yeah.
Before we start, Charlie, where can we find you?
You can find me at Charlie Travers 44, because it's my lucky number. That's on Instagram, and on Twitter it's at Charlie Travers 4.
So clearly 4 is one of your lucky numbers.
4 is my
interesting
thing.
Lucky number.
And it's mine too.
Crazy. Is it?
Yeah. Is it 4 or 44?
Both.
Well, it's anything in like anything in sequence is a 4, but I have to tell you later on the show a story about what happened with Tyler with 444.
Oh, no. Say now. You should say now.
Okay, so basically, when I got my visa, which took a hell of a long time.
Where are you from, first of all?
London.
Oh.
I'm London, if you haven't guessed. Everyone thinks I'm Australian, though, which annoys me all the time. Like, are you Australian?
A lot of Australians here.
You know what? Yeah. You're British, you're Australian, I'm Canadian, so the whole Commonwealth thing.
Oh, you're Canadian.
Yeah, so we're just going to stay on this side.
Oh, I feel left out.
But go on with your 4.
Yeah, so I basically am very like into synchronicity and hanging around Tyler. It's made me even more like open to all that stuff. Right. Like, because obviously I used to be a bit of a skeptic until now.
Oh,
so every time I see 444, like something is like it's just my thing.
Right.
So I got out of the embassy and I finally got my visa after 14 months of like blood, sweat, and tears.
14 months.
Huge arguments and lots of money. It was a nightmare. And I get out of the thing and I get in the car home. And I'm in my little mini and I'm like, yes, I'm going to go and celebrate with champagne with my family. We've finally done this. And I look up and the number plate of the car in front of me says 444 LA. And I'm just about to move to LA.
Oh my God.
No, wait for this. So I get back in the car. I come to LA. I start the show. I get in the car and I'm randomly like one day driving on the freeway. We call it the motorway. And I was like, Tyler, this really, you know, amazing thing happened. And as I was telling the story, I saw this 4-4, and I literally looked at the car in front, and it said exactly the same. The car in front of me, I'm not joking, like I shivered from head to toe.
In Los Angeles,
the other side of the world. And as I'm telling him this story, on camera, it's all on film. I really hope they show it. But obviously, like, celebrities are more important than showing that.
That is incredible.
Yeah, and it said 444.
What did he say about that?
Well, he's just, like, so nonchalant. He's like, yeah, that's normal. That's synchronicity. I'm like, but how are you not? That's amazing. He's like, yeah, what happens all the time.
Wow.
So he's like, never. He's never.
Now, what I want to know, and I'm sure what our viewers want to know, is how did you meet Tyler the first time?
Well,
we need the backstory.
Yeah. I actually, his manager, Ron, I actually went for this, like, hungover food thing in the morning, met this lady who was like, hey, you're really cute, come to my house on Sunday for dinner. I was like, sure, you know, as you do when you're new in LA. You just some yes.
Yeah, you need friends, absolutely.
Exactly. So I went to her house and she was like, oh, I really want to help you, I want to introduce you to someone. So I went to this management meeting. It didn't go very well. They didn't take me on. But they did me a pity, like, oh, do you want to come for lunch with us? And I was like, sure, I love food. So I went into the canteen, and that's how it all happened. Ron, Tyler's manager, was like, he's like, hey, what do you do? And I was like, oh, nothing at the moment. I'm just in TV back home. But He's like, are you interested in psychics? I said, oh my God, yeah. And that was the rest of his history. Introduced us. Wow. We instantly became best friends. This is before the show even started.
So wait, time out. Were you an act? Were you coming here wanting to pursue acting? Is that what that was?
Well, and then- originally music. So I'm a drummer and a rapper.
Uh-huh.
Proper tomboy over here.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah, and then started to do TV shows. So I did Big Brother. Have you heard of Big Brother?
Yes.
London. Big Brother Back Home and an MTV show and a few other shows. So I wanted to do TV, yeah.
What MTV show?
It's called Flash... No, that was a separate one.
Oh, sorry.
And I can't get it right, Catherine. No, that was, it was Flash Prank. It was like the equivalent of Punked.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Kind of thing. So we're going around London pranking people.
So do you like this end of the industry better, or do you wish that you were, you know, kind of doing the acting thing again? Or?
I'm a terrible actress, so no. I would love to act, but I just don't think I can.
So you don't miss, like, the music? Are you still doing music?
Oh, yeah,
I'm
still doing music on the side. Yeah, yeah.
Great.
I can't get away from it. I love it.
Oh,
and you're clearly a good panel host, so thank you for being with us.
Thank you so much. Absolutely. You're natural.
We have a really great episode ahead. Now, I have to be very honest and share with the audience that I missed the entire episode, okay? I got stuck once
but
again.
But it's not your fault.
In LA traffic.
Crazy.
It's not your fault.
But can I say something?
Yes.
I do two shows with AfterBuzz. Mm-hmm. I do this one on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
And I do The Prophet on CNBC on Tuesdays. I missed yesterday's entire episode because I got stuck on the damn 405 again. So this is 2 days in a row. So someone is probably telling me, like, quit the hosting, go into music. I don't know.
But anyway. Or maybe just leave, like, way early before rush hour.
Or maybe get out of bed earlier. No. Yeah. But long story short, guys, we have a really cool episode. I do know who was guest starring on the episode, so we're going to recap that for you right now. Mm-hmm. It was the Bella Twins. Who were on Divas?
Total Divas.
Total Divas they're actually, on the E! Channel.
They're actually having a new show called Total Bellas. Right. I'm actually covering
that.
They
got the spin-off.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Amazing.
Covering that for AfterBuzz TV. It starts next week. Yeah.
There you go. So the Bellas got their own show called Bella... What was
Total Bellas.
Total Bellas. Amazing. I was excited to see that, actually. I saw the commercials.
Yeah. Well, they're now retiring. So there's a lot... in their future, and Tyler kind of touches on that with the pregnancy for Brie, possibly.
Let's get into it right away.
Yeah.
So for those of you that watched it, you know what we're talking about. For those of you that didn't, Jennifer, let us know what went on with segment number one.
Yeah, so segment number one, Bella Twins, their grandfather came through at first, and Tyler touched on the Frank Sinatra, kind of the Fly Me to the Moon. They had this phrase that they said, it was, I love you to the moon and back, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And Tyler knew it right away. Mm-hmm. And the Bellas knew of Tyler because of Natty, who he read in earlier this season. And so they just did that a little bit, and then they moved on right away to, like, the future. And Tyler actually, for the first time, said, you're on the right track. So I'm pretty sure that was kind of making them at ease because they are now done with WWE. Mm-hmm. So it's like, WWE.
Right, yeah.
So they, you know, this is their next chapter.
Now, I just have to interject for 1 second since we have Charlie here. Mm-hmm. Now, Charlie, you've had the opportunity to spend a lot of time with Tyler.
Yes.
How do you feel him sensing these things? Like, give us a little bit of the backstory here.
So basically, I mean, we're in the car. We're always in the car. Like, that's the only
situation. You're always in the car.
Oh, you're in the car. That's my
Los
job.
Angeles.
I might as well be a driver, actually.
We're all in the car.
I've gone from, like, manager, I've demoted to the driver. I'll make my way back up. I sense when it's, I know that it's coming because he goes, starts perspiring,
sweating.
And like his lips, like I know exactly the face that he does now, like to a T. He does this kind of, like, he's got this specific face.
I know what you're talking about. Since we watch
and
it so
I know that something's really coming through strong. Mm-hmm. But obviously I'm totally unintuitive, like I'm terrible, like my instincts are terrible, so I don't even know at all when he's feeling like that. But what I do know is he'll be like, 1 minute he'll be completely fine and looking at you, and then he'll just kind of look away, and you know, like, every time, like, oh my God, what? Is my dad okay? You know, always
right.
Yeah. So absorbed over here. I'm always like, oh my God, is there something to do with
my
family?
So literally, like, even off the show, he will just break into, like, a wait a second.
Oh my God, it's constant.
That's
a lot.
We've been sat on his balcony before, chilling out, and because we hang out a lot, and he, although he's busier now.
And he lives in LA?
He lives in LA,
okay.
Yeah. and the address is. No, I'm only kidding.
Don't do a Rob Kardashian. Don't do a Rob Kardashian.
Plus, yeah, 818. Yeah,
oh, my God.
Exactly. I can't believe that. So, and yeah, we'll be talking about something completely different, maybe like my love life or, you know, something he's going through. And then, like, randomly, I remember one time him saying something about an earthquake in, like, in a specific place in a country. And the next day it was on the news. This is last year. And that wow. earthquake is exact thing that Tyler explained the day before happened the day after.
Wow.
And he's just, I mean, for me, I know there's so many skeptics. And I was before this role. But I'm just like, it's made my life magical. Because I now know fully
yeah,
in my heart
I bet
that
you're...
it's like 1,000% real. Like, yeah. he's shown me time and time again, day after day, for a year and a half now, that he...
That it's real.
That it's real.
I love the fact that you use the word magical.
It's so magical.
Because it really is magical.
But you know what? How calming is that? Though that you kind of you're always around someone that can kind of give you guidance, because I feel
oh,
like
it's amazing.
I would love that, man.
I think it's the only problem is though, if you ever have a best friend that's a psychic, like, don't do what I did. I annoyed the hell out of him.
See, I would too.
Every
I
five
would
seconds,
too.
Like, is my health okay? Or what about this
right.
guy? Or like, is my this okay? And what job am I, you know? And
maybe that's
like,
why I don't have a best friend like that, because the universe knows that I would just be like
a pain in the
a pain. I really would be.
How do you feel? Do you like, what's everyone's views here on psychics before this show? Like, obviously, if you're covering a show about psychics, how do you feel?
Here we go. Okay, so I tend to be, we've got a spectrum.
Okay.
I tend to be on the plus side of believing in all of it.
Yes.
Jennifer tends to be on the plus side. And poor Ava, okay. when we started the show, was like not even on the spectrum.
you're not even on the, so you're not.
But she has moved. She's I think you've moved
really?
A little bit.
I Ava. Wish this is the frustrating thing for me and for everyone else.
I
wish everyone could have a reading.
Just to
so
get
that they can
that.
Get what I
think,
get.
I think what my problem with it is, and I'm growing, but I just think that my problem with it is that I just don't. I don't want to use the word sinful because that's a very strong word, but I just feel like it's God's job to kind of give us guidance as to what our lives are going to be, or signs or whatever. I think that when we take the place of his work, then we're it's sinful.
But you see the way
I'm growing.
But I see it as God is through, like, I'm depending on what you know, I label the universe, whatever, or, you know, higher energies. But Tyler has no control over this. It's essentially, it is a higher
God-given
energy coming
gift.
Through him, because he has zero connection in terms of, it's not from him, it's coming through him.
And you actually liken it a little bit, like I liken it to, for example, Justin Bieber when he was 2. And he sat down in front of a piano and he just played.
Mm-hmm.
Like that
oh,
just
I didn't
came
know that.
Through him.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
That was a talent, that was a gift, that was...
Interesting.
So his I believe Tyler's intuitive powers just happened to be in this particular segment a little bit more evolved than us.
See,
right, exactly.
Okay. No, I'm very religious.
Yeah.
Really, really religious. Mm. And this to me is in the same world.
For sure.
I've been getting psychic readings since I was maybe around 8,
wow.
8 to 9.
Yeah.
And I have experience with people who were great and people
yeah.
who are not so
me
great.
Too.
And some gypsies that are
yes,
here.
Definitely.
And,
well,
you
I
know.
Think that's the only problem. It's that's also very frustrating for Tyler and I and everyone that's sort of around him. That, you know, there are so many con artists, unfortunately, and that just gives people, the real ones, you know, the special, the truly special ones that are gifted, it gives them a bad reputation, and that's the problem.
So what do you say to people like other psychics who possibly kind of bring Tyler down, saying, oh, he's only doing it for money, or he's not legit? Like, how do you guys respond to stuff like that?
Well, to start with, I got really angry and defensive on behalf of him. It was like, you know, even when I went back home and all my, like, family friends were questioning me, I'd find myself getting really worked up and like, no, but then now I'm kind of used to it and I'm like, hey, do you
how
know
does
what?
He handle that?
Oh, he doesn't remotely bother him because
he
knows
let
in his heart.
Brush
like,
off, right,
yeah, and he's James. Yeah. Is it James Van Praan? And I don't even know, but
yeah.
the really critically acclaimed one of all, like, backing Tyler. And if you see on his Twitter and stuff, I think something like 95% of people are absolutely in awe and loving it. And there's 5%
well, and
are
you know,
horrendously skeptical, and that's natural. Like,
and you know what I find interesting is through the course of watching this season, you see some of the stars that he goes to meet with.
Yes.
who are skeptic.
Some of them are skeptical. Mm-hmm.
That's
and,
the best.
And then he reads them, and they are converted. And so that has helped me.
That would happen to me.
To give him a little bit of credibility.
I promise you that would happen, because anyone that I've seen in front of my face, like, you know, and I know, I work on the show, and I know when my family asks me, but is anything, I'm like, I can safely put on my life, not once. Wow. Do you know what I mean? I put my hand on my life, where I rarely do that, and say that the whole thing is actually exactly like
what you see.
In fact, it's actually better off camera, because you only see the condensed version, like 15 minutes
and edited. Yes. Right.
You know, Tyler's there for sometimes 2 to 3 hours in his readings, giving constant information. Mm-hmm. And he hits the nail on the head every single time. And it's these celebrities, sometimes they're like, you know, I saw one come outside, I won't name who it was for his privacy reasons, but it was a guy, and it was right at the beginning, and he was like, is that kid for real? I've just been conned, haven't I? Like, this is all a big... And I said...
Boy George, is that who you're talking about?
No, it was earlier than that. It was last year.
Wait, this is after the reading? He was like, have I been conned?
He was just like, he was so confused. He was like, I feel like that was too good to be, like, he can't know all that stuff. And then he actually posted on Twitter all the stuff that he wasn't sure if it come true. Everything happened from the timing of the baby to this, to everything.
I love when people do that.
He actually wrote back to Tyler and was like, I absolutely can't believe how bang on. And he like became a complete believer. And
speaking of bang on, I just want to go to segment two so we make sure we get all the guests covered. Paul Nassif, who is part of Botched, for any of you that watch Botched. Let us know, guys. Ava, I'm going to give this one to you. What happened with this one?
Because
I missed it.
Well, I think this was probably the most intense reading that Tyler did for this episode.
Who came through?
Yes.
Well, it was their mother. His sister was in like the back room, but the mom came through. And I think that was the highlight for me, because I think she was such a prominent person for both of their lives, but especially his sister Alexis, who took care of her mother. And
the mother had passed away.
The mother who had passed away,
and 14 years ago, and she's never gotten over it.
Yeah, and right. She just hadn't. You know, they had like a really, you know, strong connection, and she didn't really get over the her mother's death. And so what I found interesting was that their mother was pretty much like, you know what, I'm going to be there more so for Alexis versus being, you know, here for you, because I know that you can handle life, you know, without me.
She was saying that to Bob, addressing that to
Bob. Okay. And so she was saying, you know, I'm going to be there for Alexis even more, because I know that she's been struggling. And, you know, I relate to that, because I feel like that will be me in 400 years, because my mom has 400 years left. Yes.
Do you have siblings?
I'm sorry?
Do you have siblings?
No, which is even worse. So
that's the moment we all feel, though, isn't it? When she was crying, when the sister was crying, Alexis in the other room, like, I was crying when I was watching it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, I cry anything, but like, especially
we
in this
cry
show.
With this
yeah, movie. And what's even crazier is the stuffed animal that they gave him had blood on it from she got it in the hospital and it had blood stains on it from
the mom's
blood on it. So,
well, she suffered for 30 days.
Yeah,
it was like an emotional roller coaster.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So
did Paul get some closure from this reading?
I think so.
I think
he was sobbing.
Yeah, I think they both did. You know, I think that they both walked away like, you know, I'm glad that she's okay, and we're both glad that she's here for Alexis spiritually, and that she's able to. Because listen, I understand Alexis 100%, which is why my mother's living for 400 years.
That's my worst nightmare. Exactly. Like, I can't.
It's like I can't even imagine that. Yeah, and I've had so many like false alarms with my mom. Like many, 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 many times. And so every single, like, I look at situations like that and I'm like, I'm so thankful that right now I'm not in that situation, because my mom has had so many close calls, like life support and car accidents.
Whoa.
And she has persevered.
That's true. So fighter she is.
Yeah, she is. And so looking at that, I look at Alexis and I'm thinking, oh my God, like, it's inevitable. Someday I'm gonna have to go through that. So I completely felt her
unless you die first.
Yes.
that's a nice way to
be coming with a happy
man. But I'm So if I die at like 112,
right,
then she can die at like 200, and then we'll just both be fine, and we'll walk off in the afterlife
and then
together.
Reunite in the afterlife.
Well, see, that does make me feel better, because I didn't believe religiously. I don't know if you guys do, but I was told that you supposedly don't connect with your loved ones from your earth life in the afterlife, and so that made me like it made me scared, because I don't want to not connect. Yeah.
You definitely do.
You do.
And yeah, I heard that.
And in the Bible it says, you know, not quoting, and this isn't a Bible show, but it's your family members are there opening, you know,
well,
their
that
arms.
Makes me feel better.
See,
yeah.
I'm not remotely religious at all. Mine's like more, and I totally respect everyone has their own belief system and religion. But for me, I truly didn't believe in the afterlife until I met Tyler. Like, I was point blank. I kind of was open to psychics, because I've always been quite spiritual and working on myself and a bit of a hippie, but I never thought there
was an
afterlife.
So did you believe that when you're dead, you're just dead?
Yeah.
What converted you? Like, just being in his proximity and understanding?
The reading he gave me, when I first met him, he did me a reading, and it literally blew my socks off. Like, I was trying to keep it together, because I was in front of all the producers. It was a big group reading, and I was
oh my God.
And I was like, Grandma, if this stuff does exist, like, please come through right now, because I need you, because I want to do this. And then she came through, and the first person he went to out of 40 people was me. And he did the most insane reading, and I cried my eyes out. I goosebumps everywhere. Because I was there, and he was looking at me, and he was telling me this stuff that no one...
And you didn't need an object?
No object, just my grandma had come through. And no one, he knew... The day my grandma died in my arms when I was 14.
That's intense.
When you were 14,
that's intense.
And
oh my goodness.
It's not online, you know, there's nowhere, no one can find this information now. And I just got to LA, and Tyler knew exactly what she said to me. Like, it's only me and my dad in the room and my grandma, so do you know what I mean?
How do you
stuff like that?
How do you handle something like that at 14?
I didn't. I went off the rails. I was a wild child for my teens.
No, that makes sense.
That makes sense.
I took a long time to like learn and grow from it, and now obviously I'm glad that all this crazy stuff happened.
Absolutely, right.
Full circle
now, but yeah, exactly. But yeah,
we have to have him come in and do a spotlight.
I would love you to.
Yeah, just like sit and just talk.
I just want everyone to like, because I know all he wants to do, and the lovely thing about Tyler is all he wants to do
is help.
Is genuinely help. Like he never wanted to be in the industry. He's not interested. He's never done a TV show in his life before this. Whereas we've all like done stuff or like trying to get into it. He's just like been offered this show, and it's a platform for him to like spread this incredible magic and love around the world, to give everyone peace and comfort. And he truly, that's his main number one priority.
And priority is exactly what it is, because we've talked about this before. We've said that he just seems so genuine.
I love him.
He does.
And very innocent. Kind of like, I don't mean any harm. Mm-hmm. So
he's
I feel.
An angel. He's
yeah,
an angel.
I almost feel offended when people are out here, you know, bashing what he does, because it's like he just wants to help. I don't know.
I have a question, really though.
Yeah.
Why celebrities and why Hollywood medium?
Question.
Yeah, good question. So before the show, he did thousands of readings back home. Like, he did most of them free. That's how much he wanted to help.
Is back home for him?
Fresno area.
Fresno. Oh, yeah. Okay. Still California.
So, exactly. So he did all these readings, and I think he did like 1,500 before this show.
Oh, wow.
And he used to do all of them free, because he wanted to help people in his local village and give closure. And stuff kept coming through from the age of 10 years old. Mm. Anyway, someone actually... found him. He gave a reading to this woman who ended up saying, wow, like, you need to come to LA and like do help people on a mass level, because you're incredible. I've never met anyone like you.
And what year was that?
This is a couple of years, maybe three years ago.
Okay.
And then they brought him to LA, and that's when he did, you know, he got interrogated. You know, everyone was like, is he really the real deal? And bless him, the poor guys had to do tons of readings to prove people. But he's done it, and he's not just been given his own incredible TV show for nothing. Like, he seriously did a lot of readings and worked hard to get there.
Did a lot of networks fight for him? Or did E?
A few did, I can't name specifics, but yeah.
Right, right. Just like, wondering if it was shopped around, or E just knew.
Yeah, okay. But E was the one that was like... Yes,
I was convinced when I saw Matt Lauer, when I saw his reaction, because Tyler read Matt Lauer, and when I saw his reaction, because Matt Lauer is like the anchor that just never shows emotion at all. And so when I saw the way that he reacted in his reading, I was like, this guy is... legit.
There's something there.
Well, if you think about it, it's more impressive to actually do the celebrities than random people, because celebrities would only go on the show if they want a reading. Mm-hmm. They're not there to... They're just there to have a reading.
They're already celebrities,
and so they're already
right.
celebrities, so they've got no reason to try and get exposure or anything. So the way I sort of say to my family stuff is, look at the, just look at the celebrities' reactions. Like, mm-hmm. a lot of them come in there skeptical, and mm-hmm. they've got no need to big up Tyler at all. And they are genuinely, their face, you see their faces, they're like gobsmacked. They're like, what? Like, the other day, you'll see it in the next part of the season. The girl was just like, the girl that he read was just insane reaction. Like, she kept like looking like in complete shock. And so did Portia. Did you see Tyler on the Ellen show?
Yes, I did.
Did you see Portia where she's like looking at the camera, but then she keeps looking to whoever's at the side, like, what the hell? What's like, how? Yeah. This is too good.
Oh, so, that's amazing. So it's
cool. Speaking of people that have a reaction, we're going to get to segment number 3 of today's episode, which was Meta World Peace. Mm-hmm. What did you girls think of that reading? Okay, Ava has an opinion.
Yes, she has an opinion. Other than the actual opinion I have, I like that he, you know, I honestly wouldn't expect for him to do this kind of show. I kind of like that he did the show, and I related to him in the sense that his grandmother came through, mm-hmm. and she was the glue to the family. Mm. And then once she passed away, the family split, and that's something that I can relate to because that's literally my storyline. Yeah. So
really quick, when the grandma was coming through, though, he said mother to all.
Everybody.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So that's how he didn't say mom right away, but he said it was...
Like a
mother figure. Mm-hmm. So, right. And then when the child was drowning...
Yes.
That's intense.
His cousin died 30 years ago in the Queens River.
I was there that day that the... Not the, that day, because I wasn't born then.
30 years ago. Right.
I was there the day that I drove... You didn't see it, because obviously they don't always play the car journeys, but...
You were there for that reading.
I was there, and he was in the car, and I remember him describing the drowning sensation, and I was like, what's happening? And he's like...
Can you imagine?
And he was like, had this kind of choking... He's like, my lungs are filling up, and I'm feeling I'm spinning around, I'm drowning. Yeah, so like, I get to see... You guys don't see it all the time, but I get to see the actual physical sensations that Tyler gets... when he's about to read someone that's had a heart attack
now
and he gets heart pain.
Very exhausting.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, I get it. I get the point. I'm drowning. Get it.
Yeah. I can't handle that.
It's also a really unique situation to be in. Like, I'm sometimes driving along, I'm like, can you imagine? So cool. And then I'm like, what the hell is... How have I ended up in this situation? Like, I'm from London and I'm sat in a car with a psychic and like, he's giving... Like, what is going on?
No wonder he can't, and he doesn't drive, correct? Because I don't...
He doesn't. He can't. He won't. He shouldn't.
Don't blame him if he feels like he's going to drown in the car.
As a driver.
So was he not driving before this, or is it just the LA?
Okay, because he's got so many. He can't go he can't go to certain places even because too many energies. Like a club for him would be he'd probably have a faint. Like if he went to a room full of too many people or a bar, like, that's just his idea of hell.
A nightmare.
Because there's just all these energies coming through, and it's so draining for him.
Now,
what
does Tyler do relax himself?
That's a good question.
Do you know what? He just loves, I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, he just loves to just chill out. Like, the moment he's done with his work and he's done his reading, he feels like he's so, when he finishes at the end of the day, like, it's almost, he's so, like, pleased that it's done and he's done what he's supposed to do and fit that, given a comfort to that person. Especially if it goes well, he's, like, so elated. And then he's just, he can't wait to go back home and chill. Yeah. That's it. He just wants, he doesn't want to do anything. Just relax.
Does he ever read normal people ever? Just
of course.
Okay, just
how
wondering.
Much is that?
Yeah, absolutely. How much is that?
I don't know his rate.
Oh, you don't?
I don't, because I know that, I haven't asked him for a while, but I know that before the show, he just did whatever people could afford. Mm. So, like, he would always adapt it to people. Or, like,
he
if someone
seems like
really couldn't
type.
Do it, he'd
he
just give it to them.
He really seems like a type of person that wants to be of service.
Just a service.
And
we're poor TV hosts.
I know. And we really feel that coming across from him.
Okay, I would love for, like, the three of us. I'm dreaming. I'm putting it out in the universe. If the three of us could just, like... meet him somewhere or him come to AfterBuzz.
Well,
or
that's
whatever.
What I'm saying. Spotlight on. You can just sit and chat with him.
And we could just sit and just, you know, I would be very afraid, but I would really, I'm open to, I want to be read. I would love to.
It's funny, Charlie, because as the season has progressed, Ava has slowly become a little bit of a convert.
Yeah. A little bit.
Into willingness to believe.
Well, I'm also,
as long as you're there, but that's good that you're open and willing.
Yes.
That's the one. You can always, like, I always say to people in life, like, I love it when people are willing to learn. Like, there's no matter, like, you can work with anyone as long as
I'm
they're willing.
I'm kind of superstitious, like, though, and I feel like if I partake in it, then because I did, then something will happen to me.
It's not the
only thing. Does that make sense?
She just worries.
That's a worry. That's,
I do.
I get that. I worry crazily about other stuff, not that, but like an over worrier. But I think for me, like, it's just him channeling energy, which is the same as whatever your religion or background. Like, energy is energy. And so, and he's a good, you can feel his energy is a very good and pure person, and he wants to help. So, like, it'd never be anything scarier. I'm terrified of spirits, but I'm not. When I'm around Tyler, I feel safe.
So nothing negative ever comes through. And has he ever talked about negative energy?
I hope not, touch wood. Cause I get scared of sleeping on my own at nighttime because I did a Ouija board when I was 16.
Girl, no.
And I'd never do a Ouija board because it basically ruined my life.
What? Oh my God, why?
Well, nothing even bad happened. Just like all this. I don't even know, like, if my friends were messing around, but I don't
care.
Did
it really move?
We did this coin, and it was moving around, and I don't know if someone was playing around or not, but I don't care. I was still terrified.
I've never done a Ouija board.
That felt scary, whereas Tyler's stuff never feels scary.
The thing about Ouija boards is it opens up a realm, and the bad things can happen.
I feel, but I feel that same way about just psychics, period.
You probably should be careful in terms of, like, maybe the energy of a psychic. Like, if someone's doing it, they've got a bad energy as a person, and they're the carrier, like, they're obviously...
Like a gypsy.
Yeah, like I probably wouldn't go to anyone else.
So I have a question. Does Tyler feel energy as well? Not even talking about, like, the afterlife or the future. Can he meet someone and feel an energy 100%. About them?
Oh, yeah.
He went to see a show.
He probably feels it before he even meets them.
Yeah. That's intense. He'll be like, oh, your dad's so blah, blah, blah. Be like, you haven't seen my dad. He's like, he's the cutest and he does this and does that. And I can see it. And I'm like, but you haven't met my dad. Like, he senses and he's like, oh, that person's got the most amazing energy. Or he knows my best friend lost their mum when they were 21. They're twins. And actually, I like the story. So I gave... you don't want me saying it, do you?
No,
say.
Sometimes I need to be cut off.
No, go for it.
No, we love it.
When I first got to LA, I met Tyler, became besties straight away. Like, we're platonic soulmates. And I wanted him to read my best friends because I knew how much peace it would bring them. And they've been longing for their mum for 9 years. Oh, wow. And I said, would you read my best friend's mum? And he said, yeah, but I need an object. So they gave a necklace in an envelope to give to my friend Andrew, who flies here all the time as an air steward. And we were sat in my sitting room at the time, and I gave it to Tyler. Well, I literally, the stuff that came through, he doesn't know this woman, he doesn't know my friends, I just got there. And I cried my eyes out for the whole thing. And the weirdest thing about the whole thing was this. Tyler kept saying, don't stand at my grave and cry. Don't stand at my... He was like, I've got this poem coming through. He was like, this is a really significant poem. You need to tell them this. And he wrote all the lyrics down that the energies had been telling him. And he gave it to me. And when I went home a month later, I sat them down. As soon as I got to the airport, like, I was literally like, I've got to go straight and see the twins. I have to tell them this information. And I'd written it all down. And I went, does this poem mean anything to you? They're like, no, it doesn't mean anything. And I was like, no, but he's really insistent that poem means something. You have to, like... They're like, no, everything else does, if that doesn't. Sophia goes home. The next day, she rummages through everything. She's having a sentimental moment because it was all very emotional for them to hear this stuff. And she comes around to my house because we're neighbours back home. And she shows me this book. And I'll get shivers now. There's a poem, Do Not Stand By My Grave and Cry, with all the lyrics that Tyler read out from the mother's best friend stuck in their diary. That Jackie, the best friend, had given them on the day of the funeral.
Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps.
Crazy is that? So I was like,
I have chills.
How amazing is that?
That's amazing.
If you can't give any better proof than that. Like,
and there's no negativity there. It's all positive every way.
Yeah, and you see Tyler, the great thing about him is why he's so good is he's so calm and positive and soothing with it all, you know?
And that comes
not aggressive.
No, it really does. It does.
He's very delicate. And he seems very willing to share goodness.
Definitely.
Which makes the show fun to watch. Because there is so much negativity on television.
And he's a cutie. And he's fun.
So much.
And he's really fun as well.
Yeah.
He's great.
Yeah. Out of all the people that he's read, who's been your favorite that he's read?
Oh, I don't know, actually. I remember the reason I like this one, because I went inside. Snooki one was fun. Mm-hmm. Right at the beginning, the first
one. I can imagine. Okay.
Because she was like... Oh, she was just so reactive, and like, I was the first one I'd sat in.
She's alive.
So I was like, what? Yeah. It was more the energy in there. She was like, everything Tyler said, she was like having a meltdown. She was like, What?
That would totally be me. Crazy. That would totally be me.
And one more quick question before we move on. Does Tyler see auras, and is he big on that kind of thing and colors? Or is he...
I don't think so. Not that I know of. I don't know that he sees auras or colors or anything. Okay. I just know for him it's always... I asked him every question under the sun. And he sees everything as... A lot of it is symbols, actually. Sometimes it's feeling, and sometimes it's a voice. But generally, it's actually... Generally, it's like symbols.
Like,
for instance, my ex-boyfriend, his words were, he said D-O-M with a big red cross through it. And that's Tyler gets these impressions, and that to him means stay away from Dom, the ex. Do you know what I mean? That's very simple, actually.
Wow.
But he's got, like, a catalogue, if you like.
And he'll even say it in the show, too. Like, this episode he was talking about, he said normally when they emphasize on the Eiffel Tower... Like they'll do something specific. So do they all communicate, I guess, in the same way?
They try to. Sometimes they're better communication than others, depending on how much they've been on the other side. Just like humans, think of a child. Mm-hmm. When you're a kid, you can't express yourself because you don't got the language
yet.
But as you get older, you become more articulate. So Tyler always says it's very similar to a human. It's just there's no ego really on the other side.
Okay.
It's just the energy.
Speaking of no ego, Tori Spelling was segment number 4. And actually, I do like Tori because given where Tori comes from, which again is a $400 million family background history. Her mother went a little...
She's had a lot going on.
Quite sweet. I don't know anything about her.
Oh, she's great, but her mother, Candy, is a different story.
Right. So what did we think of Tori Spelling's reading?
I thought it was great, but I felt like it was cut a lot shorter than what was going on because...
Definitely. Now, you have to explain to me what happened because I missed it.
Right. So Tori brought out a typewriter who is...
For the 15th time, she didn't watch the episode.
Her father was Aaron Spelling, who is an amazing producer, writer, and he wrote... on this
typewriter.
Right. And nothing came through. She said, you know, it's funny because every time that I go to a psychic, they say, oh, your father's coming through, because that's the go-to thing. I don't know, maybe he didn't come through to prove that to her. I was thinking...
I'd be pissed, personally.
No, I think it was a validation.
So who did come
it was a, for Jerry? Like no words speak for itself.
But it's like, oh, you're dead. You have nothing to say to me. We haven't seen or spoken in years. You have nothing to say to me.
That was the father's way, I think. My
personal
way of saying... This guy's legitimate because the father's come through every time she's gone to a psychic, and she's like, ah, that's obvious. So, like, she was like, the very fact that he didn't come through for the first time was kind of his way of saying, like, this guy's not bullshit.
Yes, and Tyler's whole thing is to help people, and her talking to her father wasn't going to help her. What was going to help her was talking about her best friend who passed.
Yeah.
So this man came through, best friend who had a giant smile, and this giant smile, Tyler just said, oh, he just has a big smile.
He kept showing Tyler, like, big smile, and that was...
That was the key.
That was the key.
So I thought it was an incredible reading, but I wish we got to see more.
It was quite short. Yeah.
You know, and it's funny because they try and pack 4 people into 1 episode.
Well, there's so many people
he
reads.
And like you had said, Charlie, some of these things take 2 hours and they clip it down to 7 minutes.
I wish you could
just
see the full 2 hours.
Me too.
Because
you know what? Those poor editors.
I know. God, they do a good job. Yeah,
Chris Jenner was probably one of the biggest disappointments for me in the episode because was so edited to me that
Nicole come through? Did OJ come through?
Yes.
Did he come through?
Nicole Simpson?
Nicole Simpson or OJ Simpson come through from Chris?
I feel like we're putting you in a corner to answer that question.
But you know what? This is the first time, because I came here today, I have no cable at my apartment.
Right.
So I've not been... This is genuinely the first show I've watched, apart from at the premiere 6-7 weeks ago,
because
they played it in front of all of us. This is the only second episode I've watched, sadly. Hence why I've not been on.
Because the Chris Jenner episode that Ava's talking about is... They had Chris Jenner on the show.
Yeah, and I drove him to that reading, but obviously I wasn't in the room. I'm in the car. I stay in the car.
Okay.
So I don't always see...
Okay. Oh, we were expecting so OJ Simpson.
No one came through in the car ride.
Rob Kardashian.
Yeah. I'm sure it did. That was on my birthday that day. Like, that was my birthday, and they're like, happy birthday. And I was like, who did you read today when he came back out of the room? And I was
Chris
like,
Jenner.
Who was it? He's like, Chris Jenner. I was like, oh, because
we're all literally, it was a reading about her eyesight. And I was so disappointed because, you know, just knowing Chris Jenner's background, I mean.
Well, it makes it more difficult when it's a bigger star, because then people are more skeptical. They're like, this, because there's so much information on that person anyway. So what Tyler loves is the specifics. He loves it when he gives the real detail that no internet can even know about.
The glove fit.
It's an American O.J. Simpson trial. But honestly, there's no way, and I completely understand, there's no way that this show is going to reveal that Nicole Simpson is going to confirm that, you know,
she was murdered by O.J. Simpson.
So I get it.
So one thing I will say is, just on a general basis, I thought
I was getting some tea.
Well, I know some of the things that obviously are said in the reading cannot be, just for really private readings and personal readings, cannot be aired. And I obviously get to hear that stuff in the car after, because he gives me a whole tour.
Lucky you.
We're gonna take Charlie out drunk later.
I want to know what Nicole Simpson said.
But obviously, they, you know, it can't be shown. So that's also another frustrating thing, because I'm like, oh, and the client, the celebrity, knows it too, but it's just not fair to, you know, they can't put it on.
Oh, we have a phone. Ooh, sorry about that.
Somebody's phone is going up. That's
not
mine.
No, it's not me.
We don't know who that is.
Sorry about that, all.
We're
saved by the bell. Listen, we have a hotline bling, and that's okay. It happens, but you know, I can imagine that Nicole had a ton of stuff to tell Kris Jenner. I mean, I know she came through, and so that's why I'm frustrated. But I understand how, especially for Nicole's family, because I'm sure that, you know, out of respect for them,
he should read them.
Who?
The family. Okay, so
do you think they want to?
We'll
get
talk
right?
after.
Okay. Hell yeah, they want to know.
Really? Yes, they want. They know it that
I never
OJ
know
killed
who
her.
Half the people are when he reads them, because obviously I'm new here.
You're,
so
and you're not American,
right? Two of us as well. Tyler and I are a disaster. Like,
you
he's
know what?
The only one, because he doesn't watch.
You're
TV.
A great person to have
I'm
on
new.
His team, though, because you genuinely have I don't know answers,
and you're not starstruck in that sense.
Yeah,
not at all. I literally, I think I recognize. Like, no, obviously, no offense to the celebrities. It's just that I don't know a lot of the American celebrities because I just got here.
Right. You asked me who Tori Spelling was and
was.
Who the
I
family
know who
is.
Anyone
yeah.
was. Obviously, I know Kardashians and a couple of other people, but generally, I'm not got a clue. And nor does Tyler. So a pair of us are like, oh, great, let's look it up afterwards. We get out, I'm like, who is that? He's like, I think I just read Leon, someone. I'm like, well, who is it? Let's get online. And we're like, oh, okay, no, don't know her.
Oh,
you know.
Wow.
Yeah.
So we always have to try and look at it after to see, but we never notice anything.
Charlie, before we finish up here, any final thoughts on the whole world of clairvoyance and mediums and psychics?
Oh God, I'm terrible at refining anything. Like, there's billions of thoughts. Well, be specific. Like, anything you want to know.
You know, if people want to delve into this a little bit further, what piece of advice would you have for them in terms of sifting out who is legit and who isn't?
Right. Well, I'm not
Any
the person to
there?
Ask for that because I'm terrible with my intuition. So all I know is that I've been to tons of psychics for 15 years, since I was about 15. And I've had a few good ones and a lot of terrible ones. And I don't know, something I've just realised is that before, my brain couldn't compute what it was to be a psychic. I was like, but it's not, my logical brain doesn't get it. And now, after asking Tyler so many questions, the poor guy, I finally get it. It's like a dog whistle. Explain this to my dad. I'm like, it's like a dog whistle that's on a high, high pitch frequency that is there, but it's just that my brain and my ears aren't attuned to it. So I can't hear the dog pitch, the dog whistle, or whatever you want to call
it.
But
right.
So Tyler is just connecting with something on a higher frequency or a different dimension or whatever, which is perfectly understandable. It's just that we don't get to feel it. Right. So in our world, we're like, oh, but it must not be true because we don't, I never feel it. But it is completely out there, and I've got 100% confirmation, which is amazing for me, that it's completely true. So I'd say to anyone that's not sure about it, just be open to it, because there's so many things in this world. Look at space and gravity. There's so many things outside of our comprehension that
and
we're never going to understand.
Physics,
so just be open, be mindful, and be willing. Just if you get a vibe of someone's just trying to make money and stuff, then obviously don't go and read them. But you'll sense it. It's like a human being. You know, when you meet someone that's nice, you know they're a nice person. If you meet most of the time,
sure,
you
can
sense
right.
Someone.
Yes,
right.
You can.
We all have
yes,
that sixth
can.
Sense.
Yeah, definitely.
We all
so
do.
I think that, you know, what you were saying with the dog listening,
the dog pitch.
We all can probably tap into that, but we just don't know how to.
Well, Tyler says we all actually. All of us, every single human being on the planet, does have that ability somewhere, because obviously we're all, you know, we are part of the universe. We all came from stars or whatever, evolution or whatever you want to you know, think right. about it. And so naturally, we are all interconnected. So there, we just don't know how to access it.
Exactly.
I haven't got a clue.
And you know, and that's the same thing again for people that have a what we call a talent, yeah. whether it's being a musician, whether it's yeah. being a sculptor, whether it's being a crazy mathematician. You're just a little bit more tuned into that particular segment. Yeah.
And I love that you say that because I never put I never put the gift of tapping into the afterlife and people who are in the afterlife with singing and dancing. Right. I think that those are earthly talents versus
same earth.
Doing earth. Godly type things. But
yeah. but that stuff is still earthly. Like it is earthly. It's more kind of ethereal and unexplainable, but it's still earthly because it's happening. Like
on
it's
earth.
Happening.
Right. To Has it made you comfortable with death? Well, I don't even know if you were ever uncomfortable, but does it make you not scared of death?
No, that's so it. You're very. You're still terrified. Scared. Yeah. What it has brought is. Like, more excited. It's not the right word.
More excited. But like excited more to die.
That's what I said, though.
A little bit more like, oh, okay, cool. Like, this stuff happens. Like, I continue. My soul continues. Just my physical body doesn't, and my ego dissipates. But my soul will continue. So that excites me. And the fact that I love that a lot of people connect on the other side, that Tyler says, like, sisters or best friends, that's really comforting. Mm-hmm. However...
Uh-oh.
And it's, but I just am still terrified of death, just because I am such.
It's one of my worst fears.
Person. Like I'm upset. Yeah, I love my family so much. So I'm terrified of losing them.
Well, in 100 years, you'll all be dead anyway. So then you'll be together on the other side.
I'm just afraid of like the box and like 6 feet under and in bomb.
And you know what?
Well, not that part. Because your soul leaves
then you'll
the
be
body.
Cremated.
We'll cremate you before
to set my body on fire.
And you shall go up into the universe. And
this is a temple. Okay, you don't. Light this up, okay?
Woo.
You
Speaking
don't light
of lighting
this
up,
up,
girls. We are done. The program
no,
over. We have to say goodnight
well,
now.
In, yeah, I love that.
We do. We're gonna light it up though, and let everyone know where they can find Ava and her hot little body.
Oh, you can find my body, which is not on fire, at the Ava Hill on Instagram. I hate you guys, and on Facebook at Ava Hill. I love you guys so much.
We're gonna. This is the mid-season finale, folks. We are not going to be back with
It'll
you until
back.
January.
We think. We're not sure yet, but it's definitely happening. Sure.
We hope with Tyler Henry, Hollywood Medium, Charlie Travis, Ava Hale, Jennifer Leone.
Follow me at Jennifer Leone TV.
You better do it.
Thank you so much for having me on the show.
It was lovely to have you. We will have you back, absolutely.
Love to.
Thank you for coming.
We would love to have Tyler on the show.
Amazing. I'll do my best. I can't promise because that boy is busier than... Busy. He doesn't have time to see me much anymore, but I'll try my best.
Okay.
We are so happy that you were here with us, crowd and fans and audio crew. You can catch us on YouTube, on our website, AfterBuzzMedia and AfterBuzzTV.
And Katarina, thank you for being our lead host. You did a beautiful job.
You guys are great, by the way. I love your little, like, your like different flavors. Different characters.
I love these girls.
We're going to take over the view. Like,
hell yeah.
Can we? Don't get me started.
Thank you for being with us. We'll see you again.
Bye.
No.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.